This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rally Patriots Worldwide. It's Mark Jack's take on this big shakeup at the White House coming up in the next segment. What a broadcast day. I don't know where my show folder is, but we have just had so many great guests on. The insanity, you know, the establishment is trying to censor, is trying to shut us down, is trying to bully, is trying to call for violence. We now learned that Obama wanted to have martial law ready the day after the election, but blinked. That's mainstream news. Our credibility only goes up. But the left seems to get more zombie-ish, more insane, as I show in this new video where we added documentation to the whole Bon Iver video that Time Warner's Super Deluxe put out, an attempt to hurt me. Got like 20 million views now and only helped us. More young people tuned in. But how are they counter-striking? I know one point you wanted to get into was the latest liberal insanity.
Well, it's almost impossible in many cases to tell whether or not something is satire or something that is what the liberals want to do or try to do or are doing. And so there is a new internet challenge. We've seen some of these, like the ice bucket challenge a few years ago. You know, people videotape themselves getting ice water dumped on them and post it online. We've seen some really bizarre ones, the Kylie Jenner lip challenge, where a bunch of kids were sucking on shot glasses to swell up their lips, hoping that they would pump up and look like Kylie Jenner's. So now we have a new one, and I thought that this was a prank from 4chan. I really had to do some serious research into this. It sounds like a prank, but I assure you that this is actually what they're doing. The Vagisil Feminine Itch Cream Company has launched a supposed internet challenge. They're calling it the Vagina Challenge. Just search for hashtag Vagina Challenge on Twitter, and you will see. Where they are encouraging women, and some of them are already, to scream the word vagina out in public and videotape themselves, supposedly to raise awareness for women's health, Alex. And they're donating $5 to Planned Parenthood, of all people, for every time that this happened. Now, when I first heard this, I thought this is a 4chan hoax to try to dupe, you know, idiots into screaming vagina and videotaping it and posting it online. But it is on the Vagisil.com official website. They actually have a Twitter account, which is followed by about 30 people, or 30 women, apparently, who want to follow a vaginal itch cream account on Twitter. And so they are reposting these videos, and so I put a couple of them up on youtube.com/MarkDice, and the CEO of the company is doing it. So they now...
And let's be clear, what's happening is the globalists know that the desperate leftists will do anything for acceptance, so they're chumping him and trolling him, creating a controversy by getting liberals to go out and act like fools. Don't you agree that this is them trolling their own moron constituency?
And to try to promote Vagisil through social media, which is very strange because, I mean, the women who are screaming vagina based off the Vagisil channel challenge, I mean, it really says something about them. And if you just take a look at them, you'll start to see a pattern between all of them. But
sure, exactly. But it also shows just like, you know, they made the word Negro racist. That just means Negro or black, like Caucasian means from the Caucasus Mountains. It's also about demonizing words and just training us so they can ban any word they want. Here, let's hear her scream the word vagina in public. Here it is.
...today so that I could take Vagisil Vagina Challenge to support women's health. And basically what it is for every Vagina Challenge video that's uploaded, they'll donate $5 to Planned Parenthood.
To help kill more babies.
Here it goes. Vagina! I tag Jamie, Carly, and...
So this is like a participation trophy, right? It's just they're trolling these morons.
Yeah, and it's a pathetic viral media attempted marketing plan as well that has backfired almost as bad as the one we talked about last time I was on, which is the Dove body wash obese bottles, where they sort of a half a dozen bottles. They say that women want a body wash bottle that is, you know, fat and obese. And so they came out with a half a dozen different shaped body wash bottles from Dove so that women can have a custom, body wash.
Mark, you're amazing. I watch everything you do. We really appreciate you. Please join us again more. There goes Mark Dice. I tell you, it's just endless material with these crazy liberals. It's just they've been trained to not be self-sufficient. So just there's nothing they won't do.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I was told by 2 different White House sources 5 months ago, about a month into the administration, that Anthony Scaramucci is one of Trump's favorites from the campaign of getting stuff done, and that he had him in there as one of his advisors, and that they came in about a month in and said, when the president was on a trip, you are fired. The president doesn't like you. And he was told this by Rince Priebus and Sean Spicer. And then he called some of his friends that were outside of the White House, and they said, no, that's what they're doing to other people. Don't leave, because they'll tell Trump you quit. And asked to meet with the president. Well, they wouldn't give him the meeting for a week or so, but he went in and saw the president. The president waved him in. The president got real mad. How do you think Sean Spicer feels when he tried to go in there and hoax Anthony Scaramucci? What you're getting is an exclusive. But the media doesn't like us to have victories, so they never report on them. Well, that doesn't matter. We'll report on them. Like recent victories I've had. Will be nowhere in the newspapers here in Austin, Texas, because they just want to put out their perpetual hoaxes to the public. So here's a few minutes of it, then we're going to Mike Cernovich, probably the hardest working guy out there. I don't work 18 hours a day anymore. I just can't do it. I only work about 12, 14. But this guy is just constantly out there producing films and hosting shows. And again, in September 4th, the date, we're launching the show that's going to come on 3 o'clock Central every day for 3 hours. He'll host it with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. Roger will come in for about 30 minutes an hour every day with commentary, but it's going to be, you know, those two guys really quarterbacking the whole operation. A lot of stations ready to pick it up. Very, very excited stations. So we're going to change the clock to the standard 6 o'clock deal where you come in at 6 after instead of 8 after. So a lot of exciting things, a lot of affiliates chomping at the bit to pick up the War Room with Mike Cernovich. I want to get Mike's intel on what's happening in the shakeup. Remember, about 100 and something days in, he said, you're about to get real happy. Trump's about to get super populist again. He tried to compromise. They stabbed him on the back starting about day 70. By about day 110, he turned back towards total liberty because they weren't compromising. And now the word is he's really going after Mueller and all these other phonies who have the biggest dragnets in history. But first, here's Anthony Scaramucci, press conference that started about 45 minutes ago. Here's the first few minutes of the panicked prostitutes.
My remarks informal, and then I'll take questions from everybody. First off, I'd like to announce formally that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be the president. Oh, you can't hear me? I'm sorry. Better? Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be the press secretary, and so you can congratulate her after the session. You still can't hear me? No sound? Okay.
They just say that to make him look weak.
Better.
They sit around and meetings. Hit pause.
Better now?
I'm telling you.
I'm going to start over.
Hit pause. I'm telling you, they're such rat bastards. And our people been in there with the press passes. Mike Sermon's been there. They sit back and they go, what are we going to do to make him look bad? And they say, act like his mic's not on when they come in. That's a classic tactic. His mics are on. You can hear it echoing in the room, not just the Fox mic. You can hear it echoing in the room from where the cameras are at the back. And they just keep saying, yeah, yeah, from the beginning. Like, yeah. They didn't say, hey, turn the mic on. Or, hey, the mic. It's, yeah, ah. Day one, we're going to game this guy. Because they're sitting there for a couple hours going, what are we going to do? Act like you don't hear his mic. Make him look like he fumbled when he came out. Because they're all thinking, how do we manipulate Trump? Say he's the brain of Trump. Yeah, yeah. Do that next. So let's start that over to see the anatomy of a psyop. Because I know microphones. I know that you can hear it on. It's on the PA in the little room. They can hear it. The room's so small, they can hear him. From his own voice. Here it is.
Better now?
Back that up to the beginning. Back it up. See, the whole time you can hear the mic. You can hear it's on. He hits it earlier. It's working. He starts talking. They still say they can't hear. These are scum. Their whole life is about deceiving. It's about hating people. It's about in unison lying when Black Lives Matter kills more people. Mike Cernovich has been there. He's witnessed it. He's called them out. We're going to play more of this in a moment. But, Mike, all of this is so educational. Do you not see the dirty trick? What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's good to get behind the news and behind the scene, and that, of course, is why they oppose what we're doing, is we take people behind the scenes of how they manipulate the message and lie and deceive and feed people fake and false information. It's textbook. It's just like they lit you up like a pumpkin for the Megyn Kelly thing. All these dirty tricks are to be expected.
But, I mean, his mic's on from the beginning. You've been there. It's a little bitty room with a broken bathroom next to it. It's a filthy little hole. I mean, literally, what, the room's like 25 feet from the front to the back, maybe 30 feet. But the mic's on. You can hear it. And they just keep saying, no, 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 it's not working. Let's play the clip again. Here it is.
Remarks informal, and then I'll take questions from everybody. First off, I'd like to announce formally that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be the president. Oh, you can't hear me? I'm sorry. Better? Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be the press secretary. And so you can congratulate her after the session. You still can't hear me? No sound? Okay. Better now? I'm going to start over. You guys heard me in the front, though, right? What did I say, John? Sarah's going to be the press secretary, right? Okay, so congratulations to you, sir.
They're all their scum. They're all about deceiving the public, so they like to deceive him. That's their game. Keep going.
to say is I want to thank personally Sean Spicer, not only on behalf of myself, the president, the administration, but Sean is a true American patriot. He's a military serviceman. He's got a great family. And he's done an amazing job. This is obviously a difficult situation.
Spicer told him he was fired.
And I applaud his efforts here. I love the guy, and I wish him well. And I hope he goes on to make a tremendous amount of money. As it relates to me in this position, I'm going to spend a couple of weeks getting to know the people here, and I'm going to be as coordinated as I can with the people inside the West Wing.
We're going to come back to some more of those questions, but I want to turn this over, if he wants to play it, to the one and the only Mike Cernovich. Mike, wow, what does this signify Trump's doing? A, B, what is your intel telling you? And I'm going to turn this over to, again, Mike Cernovich. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, that clip is funny, too, because the White House press room is tiny. It's about the size of your studio where you do your main show. So the idea that they couldn't hear him, even if the microphone had been working, they're so fake, dude. They're just trolling him like they do all the time. Scaramucci, or Mooch as his friends call him, this is a very, very, very big move. I knew about this a while ago. I just hadn't reported it. I had to embargo it a little bit. But, you know, you and I both had got sources that Spicer was out. Spicer tried to block it. Priebus tried to block it. Priebus has been leaking negative stories about Scaramucci since last night. He was up on the phone all night calling Politico, Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, trying to get them to...
I can't believe Trump puts up with this. The one criticism is he needs to get rid of all those guys now.
Yeah, Trump still doesn't really understand. He's getting it, though. The good guys are moving in. Scaramucci has a better understanding of media than Spicer. Spicer, all he did was play defense and answer press releases and everything. Mooch understands that you actually have to create content. You have to push your own narrative.
You have
forward.
To create the narrative. You have to create the story, because the story is America and prosperity and fighting tyranny, not let them control the narrative.
Exactly. The way I always put it is that if you didn't exist and social media didn't exist, what good about Trump would ever be heard? What defense about Trump would ever be heard? Take away Alex Jones, take away social media, and there's no messaging coming out. They have an entire communications team, but all they do is the media.
They sycophant around all day, brown nose, and give BJs, quite frankly, to other liberal media, hoping they can be part of the in crowd. They're all trying to feather their nest to go get a job at, you know, Fox News or CNN.
That, too, and they also want to be liked. Sean Spicer definitely wants to be liked. Scaramucci understands new media better. The way I always put Sean Spicer is he never did new media any favor. He never did anything for us. He never did anything for the resistance of the Patriots. He's just another.
Well, I'm not going to announce. It's Sean Spicer who deliberately killed us getting press passes over and over again. And literally people above him, a.k.a. you know who, had to get us in.
Yeah, Spicer, I can't go into the full details of it, but Spicer had definitely tried to sabotage me before, too, and that is a slight that, of course, I did not forget, and I do not forget those kinds of things. So it's politics. What Rince Priebus has to understand is that we don't owe him anything. We're not Republicans. We are Trump Republicans.
We're patriots.
Trump.
Yeah, Priebus is up next on the chalking block. I wonder how long till he gets thrown out the airlock.
Yeah, Trump has wanted to get rid of these guys for a while. The issue, there's so much going on. I got to be careful what I said. McMaster just held a meeting to discuss me. Believe it or not, we'll talk about that maybe with you now or at the end of the segment.
No, we're going to skip this break. Go ahead and take over. Give us the data.
Yeah, so there was a story in Bloomberg that just broke right before I got on air, actually. And McMaster held a meeting to talk about my Twitter account. And he said in this meeting, there's no such thing as an Obama holdover. And that you guys should know that Cernovich is a bad person, because I've been talking about these Obama holdovers in the deep state within the NSC and the rest of the intelligence.
Sure, and they had foreign affairs and public affairs. All the elite publications by name say you're dangerous, you've got real sources, and you're hurting deep state's attempt to sabotage the country. So now McMaster's had a meeting about you again.
Yeah, exactly. It just broke on Bloomberg. I texted them the story a couple minutes ago, so they should be able to.
Give us the headline. We'll put it on screen. What's the headline?
Yeah. Here, the headline is, I'll pull it up right now. The headline is, the adults are out of the room. It's a very nasty article about Bannon. Trump's axis of adults is breaking apart. So it's, of course, a Bloomberg, a global.
Oh, it's terrible. There's actual people that want the country's future in, you know, that are battling back. It's terrible.
Yeah, so in that story, they go, H.R. McMaster said there are no holdovers, and he was responding to a series of tweets by Mike Cernovich. And
but it's admitted that, that Trump can't get his people in, and that Obama told the New York Times, I'm putting people in everywhere so that Trump can't dig them out. That was in all the newspapers.
Exactly. And McMaster is siding with the Obama holdovers. He's actually saying that there's no such thing as an Obama holdover. These are all great people. Even though those people are sabotaging Trump, they're leaking to Trump and everything. The interesting thing, though, Alex, is just how shaken up that they are. In the next paragraph of the article, they say that McMaster was responding to a series of tweets by Mike Cernovich. They have to respond to us now. This is a whole new media landscape that Scaramucci understands and Sean Spicer never did. The National Security Advisor, they're monitoring. I've information. They monitor InfoWars.
And they go on and admit the precarious position. This is the elite talking to themselves in Bloomberg. Oh, no, if Trump reads this, he's going to figure it out. We're so precarious, which shows how pathetic they are.
Yeah, that's actually a great point. Bloomberg is very upset to know that you and I have more influence in the media than Bloomberg has. Right now, the real national security journalism is on InfoWars.com. It's on Facebook.com.
Well, let's say it. I mean, you've really gotten under the skin. You get special recognition here. You've done just a great job, but... So what does this signify, how pathetic they are, that everybody knows they're deep state dug in, and they're bitching and complaining that we're exposing it?
Yeah, and that's why the ADL is doing a target list, foreign policy, and then hate.
Oh, that's why I wanted to get you on. Yeah, they like literally put you next to neo-Nazis, and clearly they're trying to get somebody, just like Southern Poverty Law Center has gotten a bunch of people shot when they attacked the Family Research Council. I mean, they really are crazy.
Yeah, so there's an alliance now with the ADL, their unhinged readers. There's an alliance with deep state foreign policy and the Just Society, which is owned by George Soros, did a hate job on me. But they're losing. For example, we had Josh Mandel do a very courageous thing. Josh Mandel is running for the Senate in Ohio. And he goes, you know what? I'm tired of these witch hunts by the ADL. The ADL is no longer about protecting Jews. It's about protecting left wing. Where's the list of...
It's about protecting Soros, listed as an enemy of Israel, in the WikiLeaks saying, overthrow Israel and give it to the Muslims. That's what's crazy, is the ADL literally works directly against Israel.
Exactly, and Keith Ellison is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. He definitely hates Jewish people. He hates Israel. He hates a lot of things.
Look, the bottom line, the leftist Jews have completely made an alliance with radical Islam, and just like... Soros helped round up Jews for Hitler. He's doing it again today. I mean, Soros is literally the number one living Nazi.
Right, and conservative Jews are seeing that, and that is why I've always been an outspoken critic of anti-Semitism. What I've been telling people is I go, if you think that Jews just all think alike, you don't really understand.
You're playing into the globalist master manipulation.
Yeah, exactly. The globalists want to make it seem like all Jews are anti-America, and that actually isn't true. The ADL is anti-America. The ADL is anti-freedom. But there are many...
Because they go back to the Jewish mafia in 1913, founded it. It was the Jewish mafia feeding off Jews, abusing Jews. And it was the Jewish mafia in Europe that wouldn't let Jews get out and made them pay money to them. So it's always been the group that feeds on the Jews working with the Nazis.
Exactly. The ADL would extort Jews, actually. And what the ADL is doing now is extorting Jews. They're saying, oh, my God, look at all these people. Most of the people they mentioned on the list I'd never heard of. Some guy with 100 people read his blog. He gets 2 blog comments. You know,
they put you in with a Nazi guy that you've openly made fun of. It's just it's crazy.
Yeah. And it's extorting Jews. They want to scare Jews and make them terrified so that they can get more money and more donations and everything. So it's another form of terrorism by the ADL.
And then now they've listed you, everything, your family. It's just...
But I'm happy. The way I always tell people is, hey, I'm on video every day. Do I look shook? Are my hands shaking? Do I look...
Well, sure, they've been attacking me for a long time, too. It's just that, I mean, they're like putting you and others like literally on the page next to Nazis heiling Hitler, hoping somebody obviously comes after you.
Yeah, and they don't have any spiritual core. They actually made a mistake, too. A lot of my friends, people forget that you and I both, we have a lot of liberal friends out there, and we have liberal friends in very high places, and they have told me, they said the ADL is going to be like the SPLC now. Nobody's going to actually take them seriously, respect them. They're going to view them as a left-wing advocacy organization. The ADL doesn't know what it's like to go after somebody like me who people know that I can be an a-hole sometimes. I can be a little grady. I'm not always the nicest guy. And, you know, like all people, I'm a sinner and I work on it. But a hate group leader, that is so ridiculous that even the liberals who hate me were saying, well, I even had multiple people, hundreds, say, dude, I actually think Cernovich is a bad person, but he's not a hate group.
Exactly.
Leader.
It's beyond just calling you a racist with no evidence. They're putting you in magazines they mailed to millions of people next to Nazis, which again, it just shows they're totally deceptive and the truth's coming out about them. Look, I got to turn the show over to you because I want to listen to it myself while I eat my lunch. Mike Cernovich, take over. Very excited about a lot of the stuff we're working on, my friend. Really appreciate you, and I always see you backing me up, too. I'm trying to back you up with the great work you're doing. So take over, my friend.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, definitely we got to stick together. And I love the new meme coming out with that folk song. That is more penetration. Friends of mine who had never heard of you watched that video and were just thought it was the funniest thing that they'd ever seen, and they loved it. And now they're noticing and paying attention. It's a good time. You're like a cultural icon now. And, you know, your remix is great. And I was actually going through pictures from the RNC, and I attended one of your event. And how far have we all come in a year? Not to brag or anything like that, but everybody, including you, it's just been there's like great awakening, like George Whitefield had done. There are cycles of history. And right now we're experiencing a new great awakening where millions of people are waking up all the time. Trump is gaining 300,000 new social media followers a day. Paul Joseph Watson is almost going to hit 1 million YouTube subscribers. I can't even keep up with all my platforms anymore. My Facebook did over 100 million unique people on my Facebook page last month. 80 million unique video views. That's facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. So that has become a platform. And even, I don't know if you guys talked about this yet, the BuzzFeed Ben wrote an article about what if right-wing media were good. And he talks about the high production level of InfoWars. Actually, I mean, here, let me see if I can find this on my phone because I was sending this out. It was such an important article. Sorry if I'm breaking eye contact with you live viewers. I'm thinking of you and everything. But even BuzzFeed, here, I'll see if I can pull it up. Even BuzzFeed is admitting how talented the InfoWars team is. This is called, the headline is, What If Trump TV Was Good? And it's in BuzzFeed. And they talk about the high production level coming from Alex Jones. And again, these are people who don't agree with Alex or like InfoWars. Here's what he goes. He talks about how most conservative media, and this is a fair point, is a little bit ratty and dingy and not very good. He goes, there are exceptions. Alex Jones spends lavishly on production, and it shows. I mean, you want to talk about begrudging respect from the enemy, from Ben, from BuzzFeed. He's even saying, it's right below the video, so if you scroll down a little bit more, you'll be able to see it. He even says, Alex Jones spends lavishly on production, and it shows. I mean, you want to talk about, that's as high a praise as you can get for the InfoWars team right there. You can't get better praise than that, because again, that is coming from BuzzFeed Ben, who is I think either CEO or editor-in-chief of BuzzFeed News, an article in BuzzFeed talking about why right-wing media isn't very good. The production, and it is first class. That is what a lot of people don't realize, even though we are the resistance debt.
Well, since you raised this, I'm sitting here watching. I say I'm going, and then I'm sitting here watching while I eat my chicken. The thing is, most talk show hosts get to this level will just have a mansion or a private plane. I don't have that. Not that a mansion or a private plane is bad. I want to beat the globalist. Our listeners want to beat the globalist. And so when they buy stuff from us, 97% of it goes back into the fight. And so America's sick of the globalists having all the money. We don't have Soros. We don't have taxpayer money like NBC. We have the viewers getting free shipping, a lot of new products that are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't even plug in the third hour. I should have plugged this hour. We've got Silver Bullet, 66% off. The new Caveman's back in stock. That's 25% off. The air purifier is 25% off. But bottom line, again, imagine if more people spend money on Patriot Media. We will destroy them, and they understand this.
Exactly, and we didn't even go to break. We skipped over two commercial breaks because we get so passionate and wound up that all this is our passion. That's what people don't understand. This isn't my job. I don't view it like, oh, God, I got to get up and do journalism and talk about
it. No, I can't stop working. I was at 10:30 at night up here last night. I couldn't help it. I went home, saw my kids, came back up here.
Yeah, we're all every time.
Because we're in a battle against enemies that started a fight and want to destroy us and take our freedom, and we're not going to let them win, and the audience isn't either. Audience, big sales, InfoWarsStore.com. Get in there. Buy the great products. You need them. They'll change your life. InfoWarsStore.com. Mike Cernovich coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
Welcome back, friends. As you can see, there's a lot of reason to be optimistic. There is, of course, the media attacking us every day, foreign policy coming after me. Foreign Policy wrote a major hate article on me a week ago where they attacked me, and then I did some research, and they co-sponsored the research on me with an organization called Just Security. And then if you go to the Just Security website, whose name do you see? The Open Foundation Society, George Soros. You can look all this stuff up too. That is what I love when the fake news media calls this all a conspiracy theory. I can show you that George Soros funds the organization that attacks me. And they're attacking me because I'm going after deep states and I'm going after people who are leaking to the media. They go after me for that. And then 1 week after that article, paid for by George Soros, McMaster is holding a meeting with the entire NSC to tell them that I'm a bad person. the Open Society Foundation by Just Security. Well, 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 right? Oh, it's a conspiracy theory, Cernovich. Soros isn't after you. I can show you. We're not playing a difficult game of connecting the dot. I can show you. And then, of course, Bloomberg reported just about 45 minutes ago in that article about the access of adults. McMaster is holding interviews to talk about me. That's because McMaster has been leaking information. A lot of these media sources are coming from McMaster. That's why you don't read bad coverage about McMaster. So they're all freaking out. They go, it's a conspiracy theory. Wait a minute, but I can show you. Soros is paying for it. McMaster's holding meetings about it. I know all the information, the comings and goings. But that's why I'm so optimistic. That is why I always tell people, look at me. Do I look sick? Do I look nervous? Do I look tired? This is a passion job because of you. Listeners like you. We just saw BuzzFeed. Again, BuzzFeed is never going to do InfoWars any favors. BuzzFeed Ben is never going to do InfoWars any favors. He says, Alex Jones spends lavishly on production, and it shows. The reason that Alex is able to spend lavishly on production is because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Right now, there are big, big specials going on. Caveman is finally back in stock. Strawberry flavor, 25% off. True Whey Protein Vanilla. A lot of things going on. And this is what funds the lavish production values. You couldn't have the production level that's better than anything on the media. I mean, show me anything from the mainstream media better than that video Alex released yesterday. Show me anything of a higher production value than what you see every day at InfoWars. That is why InfoWarsStore.com, you have the specials. The products are good for you. They're good for me. I'm actually going to get some of that caveman stuff myself. I'm a big believer in bone broth. I actually buy packets of it because Alex was out of stock of caveman, so I don't feel bad saying this. So I bought the packets from Amazon. I buy the chicken stock. And also of the beef broth. I put it every day. I actually had a shake like that before it. So it's good for you. You're going to feel better. You're going to have better performance. You're going to live a better life. And you're going to fund the production and take the production to the next level. Another kind of story to talk about, Der Spiegel. So Der Spiegel came out to my house. I don't know. It was a couple months ago. They came out a couple months ago and visited the operations and stuff. And I used to say no to all media. I would tell everybody, no, I've turned down the New York Times, I've turned down Vice, I've turned down HBO, because, I don't know, what's the point? It doesn't actually do anything for me. That is what I try to explain to these people. If you write about me in the New York Times, I'm not going to sell more books. My Kickstarter for my documentary on fake news isn't going to get more backers. I'm not going to get more people to attend my Guerrilla Mindset seminars. I'm not going to get more news. I'm not going to do – it doesn't help me, right? It doesn't help me at all to talk to these people. But then I realized that every time I actually talk to them, they don't talk about Russia anymore. So if you want to click on that link at the Der Spiegel article, it's in English. They stop talking about Russia because once they see my operation, they realize, okay, we don't need Russian robots. Philip actually was a very smart guy, very good guy. He's a liberal guy. He has his bias, but I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem when they call me conspiracy theory, actually. When they say conspiracy theorists, Mike Cernovich, because nobody really takes that seriously. But when they come over, they realize they are part of a conspiracy theory. They believe that Russian robots are responsible for what we do. And then they come over and they watch me work. And they go, well, wait a minute, you can just do this from a phone? You can just do right? Like right now when I go on InfoWars, I'm on a laptop. We're talking on Skype. It's running through a production team, a first-class production team, which even BuzzFeed admits is the best production team in media right now. Periscope, that's it. Phone, that is all you need to reach the world. And that is, of course, why they're so afraid and why they're so angry, because H.R. McMaster, the national security advisor, is forced now to talk and have meetings about Mike Cernovich, the guy on his cell phone. No TV crew, no people following me around, no edited media. And everybody here can join the InfoWar. Everybody here can do a Periscope. Everybody here can do YouTube Lives. Everybody here can call into the show. Everybody here can post the links to these videos to their social media. We're on YouTube. When you're on YouTube Live right now, as so many people are, thousands of people are watching on YouTube Live, everybody can hit that like button as you're watching on YouTube Live and hit the subscribe button, because as you hit that like button, it makes it trend. And then everybody can share those links on Twitter. Everybody can share those links on Facebook. That's all there is. So nobody who ever meets me and watches my operation, they never talk about Russian robot armies on the internet again, because they just didn't understand the tech. They're like, wait a minute, you can just do this? And I had a gorilla mind, because a lot of people don't know this. I don't make my money doing journalism. All of the money that I get from my Kickstarters, my recent run, one has already raised $125,000. I'm doing a documentary on fake news and how the fake news media has caused economic collapses, wars. And, of course, we'll definitely want to talk to Alex Jones, because he's been a victim of fake news. 10 days left, and it's already raised $123,000 with over 1,000 backers. And if you click on that film and video and sort by popularity, it's currently the second or third most popular Kickstarter right now. And the entire film and video thing, that's the whole thing. If it's sorted by popularity, it is powerful. Now, they'll never give me the new and noteworthy. They'll never give me the magical one. But if you go to popular, hoax right there. Hoax is currently on Kickstarter's own page, the second most popular crowdfund already. That is how excited people are. That is how excited people are. And that is why you, everybody listening, we are entering a golden age of media. I was in nostalgia. I didn't really know who Alex Jones was a year ago. I was looking at pictures, actually. Alex Jones had a big event in a Freedom Fest, I think he called it, in at the RNC. And people go, oh, are you going to the InfoWars Freedom event? I go, I guess so. No disrespect to Alex. This is just to show how everybody's growing and how new I am to all this. I'm so new to politics and journalism that I didn't even know who the big players were. And I went to this event, and I thought, wow, this is a lot. Roger Stone was there. A lot of great people were there speaking. And I was looking at pictures, feeling nostalgic. And then I thought, look at how far we've come in a year, right? Everybody talks about, oh, CNN. Does CNN have ratings and whatever? Look at what alternative media has done since the RNC. Alex is now a folk hero. Alex did the most listened to podcast in Joe Rogan history. Over 50,000 live viewers. That's a football stadium. That is, you know, Madison Square Garden times two. That is bigger than anything Amy Schumer or Seth Rogen or any of these deviant, debased pop icons are ever going to get. That's rock star status. That's Alex Jones, just another podcast with Joe Rogan. By far the biggest podcast of all time. And we're still growing. They're now doing, you know, memes of Jones. Everybody's growing, and that is why, again, I know people who listen, a lot of times people feel disconnected and isolated, and that is a psyop by the media. And it relates to a very, very sad story from the Washington Post about people who are on disability now. In many rural communities, people are now on disability, even though they can work. And when you read the article, it's very sad, because the people are hopeless in many of these areas. And the reason they're hopeless is they watch the television. If you watch TV, you're going to feel hopeless. If you read the Washington Post or the New York Times or CNN or any of these other nihilistic websites where they only want to preach misery and decay and decadence and pedophilia normalization and give platforms to pedophiles and child pornographers and everything, people feel completely demoralized because they don't have alternative media. Think about what if rural America were listening to Alex Jones every day. We're on InfoWars.com and we're listening to my Periscopes. They wouldn't feel hopeless anymore. If we controlled the radio airwaves in the world, if we were the ones rural America was listening to, people would feel hopeful. They would feel inspired. How can people listen every day and not feel inspired and know that we're hitting them hard? That's the real reason they hate us. The media wants you demoralized. They want you on disability. And by the way, I know there are people who legitimately have disabilities, so this is certainly not a knock on people who have legitimate problems or have legitimate struggles. Nothing but compassion from everybody, of course, you know, part of the whole team, everybody, nothing but production. Our hearts definitely go out to anybody who's ever been legitimately through hardship, lot of these people, though, they just don't have any jobs and they don't have any hope. And then they develop depression and then they go on disability for that. And then they can't work. And then there's a cycle, the mindset, of course. If you have a bad mindset, it can create actual physical sickness. This has been proven that if you think negative thoughts, then your body will decay. It will get sick. So if you convince yourself in your own mind that you're sick, then you're going to be sick. So right, between 1996 and 2015, the number of working age adults receiving federal disability payments increased significantly. Rural America, hardest hit. You never hear that when they talk about the employment rate, right? If they go, oh, unemployment's down, Obama cured the economy. Well, people on disability aren't counted as being unemployed. This is the way that they manipulate the statistics. So under Obama, these people couldn't find jobs because the globalists gave them all away. The globalists gave all the jobs away and allowed all these companies to move over to these other countries, hide trillions of dollars in wealth offshore, $25 trillion, I believe, is offshore. They allowed these big global corporations to do it. The jobs all went away. People felt hopeless. And then Obama, they go, oh, my God, what are we going to do? So he met with the fake news people at CNN, the New York Times, and other places, and they go, well, what we'll do is we'll get these people on disability, and then what we'll say is, well, they're not unemployed. And then, of course, these fact-checking websites went after Trump because during the campaign, Trump said that unemployment was actually close to 20%. And the fake news media goes, oh, fact check for Pinocchio's. He's so wrong. It's only 6%. And Obama's the greatest jobs president in the history of the world. And no. You talk about people who could work if they had hope and if the globalist corporations hadn't taken the jobs all the way and if unskilled workers had been imported in to drive down wages and to keep wages suppressed, then the unemployment would be at 20%. It would be that way. But that is why we're fighting back. That is why Trump is bringing jobs back. The media doesn't want you to tell. John Spicer doesn't want to tell. Why do people listening not know how many hundreds of thousands of jobs that has been created under Trump? The InfoWars talks about it. David Knight does, Owen, Alex, the team, Leanne, you know, people, Millie, they talk about it, of course. But why isn't Spicer doing that? Why didn't he ever think every time there was more job creation, why wasn't he doing major events, major celebratory events, letting people know to feel hopeful, to feel inspired? He was too busy talking about this Russia stuff, the Russia conspiracy theories, too busy answering emails from the New York Times and the Washington Post and all these other websites and blogs that want to destroy him. That's all Spicer did. So Scaramucci, he gives people hope. People go, why do you like Scaramucci so much? He's charismatic, and that is what America needs right now. America is in an age of spiritual bankruptcy by design. There are charismatic, high-energy people on the right, people who believe in freedom, people like me, people like Alex, people like all the great people who are on InfoWars. Scaramucci. The media doesn't want people like that on their shows, though. The media doesn't want people like Joe Pollack, who went on to CNN. He's a Breitbart guy, very smart guy, crushed the entire CNN panel. They don't invite people who are actually charismatic and influential and persuasive. What they do as a psyop on the people is they invite the biggest dorks, the low-energy people, the stupid people, and they go, look at these people, like National Review. They'll bring on somebody from National Review. National Review isn't even relevant. So what they do is they bring in people from National Review who are complete dorks, and then they have them on. But when you have somebody like Joe Pollack on with Brian Stelter, Pollack crushes them, so they don't ever want that guy on again. They don't want legitimate intellectuals on the right or legitimate intellectuals from Breitbart on their TV shows. Because then that sends a message to the people that the best ideas are not coming from the fake news media. You're not going to get a good idea watching CNN. You're not going to get a good idea reading the New York Times or the Washington Post. You want intelligent people on, so they put on the dummies, they put on the losers, they put on people like National Review who go after Trump and oppose America, people like Kevin Williamson of National Review who wrote an article saying that he believes that rural communities deserve to die. Direct quote. You can find the article at National Review. So you read an article from the Washington Post about how people are suffering. they're depressed, they're despondent, they're hopeless. And then you have people in the National Review saying that those people, their communities deserve to die. What about saving their community? What about rebuilding churches? What about rebuilding optimism? What about holding rallies for America and helping lift people up and spreading an uplifting message and a positive message? You'll never read that in National Review. They say, oh, I want those people to die and decay. Yeah, forget all your cheap theatrical Bruce Springsteen crap. Forget your sanctimony about struggling Rust Belt factory towns. That's in the National Review. These people are suffering. American people are suffering. And the National Review says, good, they all deserve to die. These communities deserve to die. Who cares about these people? That's the mainstream conservative line. And that is the line amplified by the fake news media to make everybody who's a real American, not like these fake Americans on the news who hate the country and say they were never proud of America, like Michelle Obama has said, I was never proud to be an American. Real Americans who love the country, they want people depressed. Don't be depressed. How can you win the information war every day? Uplifting. Build a better day. Share the links. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the products. Support the mission. Share the link. Stand up for who you are. Stand up for America. When your family says, oh, I can't believe you, you know, you linked to InfoWars. I can't believe you support them. Tell them that that is actually the future of news, the future of truth. Educate the people. We can't do it alone. We need your help. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We want your soul.
live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
We have a little bit of disturbing news, a breaking news story that we're developing, and the BBC, of course, talked about. Right away, I was tipped off by a reader about a network of pedophiles that are operating on Periscope. There was a video of a child. She was fully clothed, but it looked like she was unattended. And there are people saying, you know, show me your body parts and everything. So we are investigating this right now. There are definitely pedophiles all over Periscope. You can see their comments, show your skirt. Very, very, very sick stuff. So what appears to be happening is that children from maybe homes where they don't have the proper supervision, they're going on Periscope, and pedophiles, there's a huge pedophile ring now, and we've warned about it before. As a matter of fact, it was a Mediaite tried to mock Alex and me when we did a segment on how deep state blackmails people by roofing them, and they only want pedophiles in deep state. And then, of course, the very next day, a story breaks. So they try to, it's funny, they try to make fun of us. And they go, oh, you know, Jones and Cernovich were talking about these deep state pedophiles. Look at them, conspiracy theory, blah, 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 blah. And then the very next day, isn't that interesting? The rest of the media catches up to where we are. So there are these open pedophile networks on Periscope. So if you are watching Periscope and you do see a pedophile-like commentary, screen cap it. We need to do a whole project. I mean, we need to do something about this. I can't sit by. I'm surprised the BBC even covered this. You know, I guess the BBC, they're realizing they're losing, and they covered up for Jimmy Savile and other pedophiles for so long, that, and they covered up Rotherham until, you know, 1,300 young girls are raped. I guess they realized that the people know now that the media has been covering up pedophilia, and they better do something about it. They better actually have some coverage. So I applaud the BBC for finally actually reporting on all these pedophiles on the internet, even though it must be very hard because a lot of people in media are connected with this kind of stuff and these kind of people, which is a very, very unfortunate thing. But we got to clean up media. We got to clean up Hollywood. So I don't know. We have to do something about this. I was sent this in a Periscope. I posted the tweets. They're saying, follow me back. Show me your underwear. They talking about feet. It's just very disgusting. Actually, it was chilling. God bless all of the brave federal agents who their job is to actually monitor this stuff. I felt drained. It was like a spiritual vampire had connected to me when I had just seen these comments, knowing that there are people like this. So God bless the law enforcement, the feds who actually investigate this kind of stuff and who actually want to fight it. And God bless the people in media, the few people in media who actually cover this stuff, rather than make fun of people like me and Alex who are trying to expose it. I mean, yeah, unbuttoned shirt. It's just so vile. You know, if you're watching this, if you're listening on the radio, they're saying, you know, what is your cup size to children, 5 years old, 6 years old? That's what they're doing. So why does the media, and it's heartbreaking, why do they make fun of Alex and I and Craig Sawyer and, you know, Millie has done reports on it? Why do they attack us for reporting on this? Why do they attack us for telling the truth, for blowing the whistle, for trying to actually protect children from all these perverts and pedophiles and everybody online? Why do they cover up for people like Anthony Weiner and try to pretend like he is not a lifetime registered sex offender because he exchanged naked pictures with an underage girl? Why do they not want to talk about Jacob Schwartz, who worked for Bill de Blasio, and Jacob Schwartz had been a guest on CNN multiple times? Why do they attack us for blowing the whistle on this stuff? That's the real question to ask, and in my opinion, they're attacking us says a lot about their motivations and about the real people that they work for, the true people behind the curtain. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to go after. We're going to hit them back. Mike Cernovich, Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. Keep up with me. Thank you again for your support. I'll be next Friday. And as always, support the InfoWarsStore.com. You are the information war.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount.